Chapter 6. I thought you had to work today, Tara said, shutting the truck's heavy door with a loud thud. She inspected her face in the mirror and thought for a second she smelled a trace of perfume in the air. Did it belong to Shanetta? Tara couldn't believe that girl had sat in her seat just 2 nights ago. Why had Cooper hidden it from her? Was it that he liked Shanetta, even though she wasn't interested in him? Or had Shanetta lied to her? Tara had to find out the truth, even if it was going to hurt.
I did work today, but I left early so I could come here and see you, Cooper explained,
steering the rattling pickup truck onto the steamy street. The late afternoon sun pounded down on them as they waited at a traffic light.
Besides, if I had to listen to Larry Nye for one more minute today, I was going to lose it.
I know the feeling, said Tara, trying to read Cooper's face. Was this it? Did he take off work early to have the talk with her? Would he admit his feelings for Shanetta and break up with her? Tara still couldn't believe he would do such a thing. And yet, she could see he was tense, chewing on his lip as he drove. Suddenly, bass thundered in the air and rattled the hood of Cooper's truck. It boomed from a gold Nissan that darted in front of them from a side street and raced up the block. Tara felt the rhythmic pulse in her stomach. A child on the sidewalk put her hands to her ears as the sedan zoomed past.
"This ain't no club, it's a street," Tara complained as the sound slowly died off. "That's what Steve wants me to put in his car," Cooper admitted. "He said he'd pay me $50 to do it for him."
"If you ask me, that boy is loud enough by himself. He don't need no system making it worse."
"You don't know the half of it," Cooper said,
eyeing her strangely before turning the truck onto a highway entrance ramp.
"Seen him too much since football practice started," he said, hitting the gas. "Way too much."
The old pickup shuddered as it climbed the ramp and merged onto the highway. Tara squinted at the bright sun and looked down on the steamy neighborhood. Car windshields glimmered in the streets below like sparks in some giant fire. It was as if the whole city was boiling before her. She could make out Bluford High School in the distance. It seemed tiny, dwarfed by the endless blocks of the city. It was a view that always surprised her. For so long, Bluford had seemed huge, the center of everything, a whole world in itself. It wasn't until she started driving with Cooper that she began to see that her own neighborhood was just a small part of the city, that there were other sections nothing like her own. Sometimes she dreamed of just jumping in the truck with Cooper and leaving it all behind, the neighborhood, the school, the memories. They had even discussed it a few times, just driving forever. Now that dream suddenly seemed silly. Maybe it would be Shanetta's dream, not hers. The thought twisted her insides.
"Where are we going?" she asked finally, as Bluford disappeared in the distance.
"The beach," Cooper said. "Ain't been there since we took Darcy months ago, remember?"
Tara closed her eyes and recalled the day last fall when they had gone there to complete an assignment for Miss Reed's biology class. Tara and Darcy weren't even friends then, but the teacher paired them up as lab partners. Cooper gave them a ride to the beach where they were supposed to be studying tidal pools. Darcy had seemed so snobby at first that Cooper started teasing her. Then, as a joke, he tossed a bug down Darcy's shirt. That's when Darcy went crazy.
"I remember Darcy kicking you," Tara said, picturing the whole event in her mind.
It seemed like ages ago, though it had only been months.
"I can't believe she stomped you. You asked for it, though."
"I can't believe it neither. I still got a bruise from that day. It was like she was wearing spiked shoes or something," he said,
rubbing his leg as if it hurt. Tara smiled, and for a second, everything almost seemed normal again. There was no painful secret she had hidden and no Shanetta. It was just the two of them in the truck heading to the beach.
But as the miles rolled by, the doubts and memories crept back, and not even the noise of the roaring engine or the whooshing of wind could mask the awkward silence that grew between them. Tara couldn't stand it.
"So where were you the other night?" she asked finally.
Cooper looked away from the road for a second. His eyes flashed with dark intensity.
"I should ask you the same question."
He switched lanes and took the exit towards Santa Monica State Beach.
"Especially about this morning."
"Huh?"
"You ain't been yourself in days, Tara. Weeks, actually. I thought it was just me. But this stuff that happened this morning, you following up on me in school, I mean, I ain't never seen you like that."
Tara shook her head. She wasn't ready for Cooper to start asking her questions, and she wasn't about to answer them. She wasn't the problem here. Cooper was the one sneaking around with Shanetta and hiding it from her.
"What you know about this morning? You talked to Shanetta already? So is it true? Are you seeing her? Is that what you came here to tell me?"
Tara couldn't hide the anger and hurt mixing in her voice. Cooper winced.
"See, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. You're always thinking I'm up to no good."
"Yeah, but you didn't answer me. Maybe if you just answered my questions for once, we wouldn't be like this, okay?"
"Like what?" Cooper asked.
He pulled the truck to a stop just a block from the beach. The afternoon sun hung over the ocean, glaring at them.
"What are you trying to say? 'Cause if there's something I should know, you need to tell me, okay?"
Tara shrugged, unsure how to respond. She knew he was right. Ever since she had heard about Uncle Rudy coming, she had changed. She had tried to hide it and pretend everything was normal, and maybe most people would be fooled, but not Cooper. She felt guilty for keeping the secret from him, but she didn't want him or anyone else to know about it.
"I ain't got nothing to say, okay? I'm not the one keeping secrets," she said, avoiding his gaze. "You the one doing that."
Cooper sighed and yanked the keys from the ignition. Moments later, they were walking on the beach. Waves crashed and died in the surf as they made their way closer to the water's edge. Normally, Tara would have been thrilled to be out with Cooper, but now everything had gone wrong. It almost felt as if their relationship was like the waves breaking on the beach and then slowly slipping away.
"Look, Tara, I don't know what's going on with you, okay? It's like you're someone else or you forgot who I am. I brought you here so I could remind you."
Cooper looked more serious than she had ever seen him. As she watched, he reached down and grabbed her hand.
"It's true. I took Shanetta home, okay? But you got it all wrong. She likes Steve, not me. And like I told you before, I'm not interested in her. You hear me? Tell me you're listening."
A wave thundered in the distance as Cooper's words started to sink in.
"Steve? So why are you sneaking off in the middle of the night?"
"'Cause."
Cooper paused as if he was struggling with whether he should tell her. Then he shrugged, looking a little defeated.
"'Cause he and Shanetta got into an accident."
"What?"
"You can't tell anyone this, okay?" Cooper insisted.
Then he explained how guys from the football team had gathered at their teammate Clarence's house the other night. Steve was there.
"Shanetta been after him for days," Cooper said. "They were flirting all the time at practice, and we were teasing him. Anyway, he calls her and dares her to show up at this party. She did, but by the time she got there, people had been drinking. Some were getting high, dumb stuff. Anyway, things got a little crazy. Someone must have said something to her, and she wasn't having it. She started yelling, and there was all this drama, so Steve went to take her home. But on the way, he clipped a pole with his car. They're lucky no one got hurt, but Steve's car got banged up."
Cooper's words made sense. They partly explained why Shanetta seemed so hurt at Bluford this morning. But what happened at the party to make her so upset? Tara wondered. She felt a twinge of guilt for what she had said to the girl a few hours earlier.
but that still don't explain how you got involved.
Shanetta texted me. She had my number from that stupid picture she took. I was falling asleep, and then I get this message that they're stuck.
Neither of them wanted their parents to know, so I just picked them up and took them home.
Dude owes me big time, because I moved his car and got him out of there before the cops came.
If they smelled beer or weed, they'd have hauled his butt to jail. That would have been the end of his football season. Maybe his scholarship chances, too.
Why didn't you tell me this? Tara exclaimed, stunned at all this news. Why you been hiding it?
Because Steve made me promise not to tell, because if anyone finds out, there's going to be lots of trouble. And because I thought no one would know, but I was wrong. Forgot about Dez asking where I was going when I left the house. Should have known he'd tell Jamie, and that she'd start spreading gossip and Darcy would find out.
She was only looking out for me.
I know, Cooper said with a pained smile. That's why I'm not too mad at her. But I'll tell you something. Next time Jamie goes spreading gossip that has nothing to do with her, I'm gonna put a bug down her back just like her sister.
Yeah, and she'll probably kick you too, Tara said with a smile, feeling a wave of relief.
I can't believe you've been hiding this from me. You didn't do nothing wrong. All you was trying to do was the right thing.
But I shouldn't have lied to you,
Cooper insisted.
That's where the problem started. I told you when we got together that I would always be honest with you, and I mean it. My dad was never honest with my mama. He used to promise her he wasn't going to drink no more, promise her that he would make everything better. But he lied over and over again. I never want to be him, okay? I want to be everything he wasn't. That's what keeps me going each day, he said, locking her in his gaze.
He rarely spoke about his father. It was his secret, something he revealed the first time they had gone to the beach together. He told her things that no one else knew, things no one could see watching him swagger down the halls of Bluford High as if he didn't have a care in the world. The truth was the opposite. That same night he had confessed to how when his father got drunk and started hitting, Cooper used his own body to protect his little brother and mother from the beatings.
I knew if I could just hold tight, he'd get tired and walk away. And I had to do it, because if I didn't, what would happen to Dez or Mom? He had said. But them bruises, they still hurt. They in here now.
He had pointed to his chest and head. You're nothing like him, she said, looking at him. I know you won't never treat me like your daddy treated you. I can see it in your eyes, she told him.
I'm sorry I doubted you, Coop. But that's the thing, Tara. I'ma say this, and you gotta stay quiet and hear me out. I know something's been eating at you. I know you're hiding things from me. I know there's something you don't want me to know. I can see it, because I looked at my own mama for years with the same look.
Tara felt her eyes moisten, and she quickly blinked back tears, pulling them back inside the way the ocean reclaims its waves after throwing them at the beach.
I can't make you talk, but I can't help you if I can't reach you. So I want you to know I'm here, baby. I ain't going nowhere. You are the best thing I got in this world right now, and I'm gonna do all I can to be there for you with whatever's happening. You hear me?
Tara gazed out at the beach and the waves. In the distance, a man walked a dog. Farther up, a little boy dug in the sand in front of two adults who watched him carefully. They were all people on the edge, on the tiny stretch where the land and the sea meet and fight each other. Tara couldn't stop staring at them, even as her mind raced. They were just four words that hung between them. My uncle raped me. But in those words was enough to tear worlds apart. They were words that ruined lives, that spawned unending nightmares, and planted a lifetime of doubts, of insecurity, of pain, and anxiety. Ugly words that pushed a permanent shadow into her life and left an unwelcome ghost that stared back at her in every mirror, an accusing voice in even the quietest moments. If I could just say the words, she thought to herself, if I could just tell him.
but the idea triggered endless questions that crashed through her mind like the waves before her. What if he sees me differently after I tell him what happened? What if he doesn't want to be with me anymore? What if he sees me as ugly because of what Rudy did? What if he walks away?
I'm here, Cooper repeated, rubbing her back.
She nodded and closed her eyes, gently leaning into him.
I know you are.
It was all she could say.